Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into today's news, there's a topic I want to talk about. Over the past few years that I've been recording this podcast, which you all have been nice enough to listen to, I've done a couple of listener surveys. The goal of those listener surveys was to find out where I could improve the show, but one of the questions that I asked was, what kind of work do you do? And those of you who listen to the show include content creators, social media marketers, small business owners, marketing executives, and more. Interestingly, although many of you listen on Apple Podcasts, many of you also listen on smart speakers, either Amazon devices or Google devices, to hear this on a regular basis. I'm bringing this up because I'm looking for specific ad partners that have products or services that content creators, social media marketers, marketing executives, and small business owners would benefit from. If that's you, if you would like to advertise your product or service on this show, or you know someone who has a product or service that would be a good fit for the audience that listens to this show, please get in touch with me at Daniel Hill Media. I have a media kit with all the demographics and analytics from this show that I will be happy to share. Again, send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. All right, let's get into today's show. Snapchat has announced their new AR glasses. The CEO of Snap, Evan Spiegel, did a keynote sharing some of the specs of the new glasses. We'll hear a clip of it on today's episode. Additionally, the head of Instagram gets into when the best time to post is, along with whether or not you should make a new Instagram account when you make a pivot. Also, Meta hosted an event all about the Edits app in LA for creators, where they shared some updates about what's happening in the Edits app, along with some interviews from people who have used the app successfully, and I'm going to share some of those clips on the show. All of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Snap news. Snapchat is not a platform I cover a lot on this show, but when there are major announcements, I do want to share those. Here's the CEO of Snap, Evan Spiegel, sharing the new Snap AR glasses that they've just announced.
I'm Evan Spiegel, the co-founder and CEO of Snap Inc. And now I'm so excited because you are going to be one of the first in the world to see Specs. Introducing Specs, a new kind of computer designed for real life and built into see-through glasses. And they're just gorgeous. Let's start from the moment that you put them on. Specs are made from high-performance Swiss TR90 polymer. We call it plastic titanium. Light enough to be worn for hours. And that matters because if a computer is going to be part of everyday life, it has to feel natural. And Specs come in two sizes. The 47-millimeter frame weighs just 132 grams. And the 52-millimeter frame weighs 136 grams. And they support a wide range of prescriptions that can be inserted and removed so you can see clearly and easily share your specs with friends and family. Now let's talk about what you can see through Specs. Specs use the same advanced technology found in Boeing 787 Dreamliner windows. And the electrochromic lenses gently shift from clear to tinted in just 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there because the keynote goes on for quite a while. There are two things that I want to talk about. First, these are not like the currently existing Meta Ray-Ban glasses that you may have seen out in the wild or maybe even own a pair yourself. These are actually augmented reality glasses where you see a screen in front of you. Also, these glasses are much heavier than what we're talking about for the Meta Ray-Bans, so it's not really fair to compare these. These are more like an actual computer on your face. Additionally, the price. These are available for pre-order for $2,200. So these are definitely a much higher priced item. I will link to the post from Snap all about these glasses, so if you want to read more, you can see it for yourself. All right, let's move on to the next piece of news. Meta hosted an invite-only creator event in Los Angeles where a select group of creators was shown the latest updates for the Edits app. There are two specific things they talked about at this event. The first was the Edits AI Assistant, which will act sort of like a production assistant for your content, providing guidance on concepts and insights into content performance. YouTube has something similar. We've talked about that in the past. Here is one of the creators at the event, talking about not only the best thing that he saw, but also what's coming from the edits team. Here's the clip.
It's a new feature that you learned today at Camp Edits that you're excited to use.
The AI assistant. The AI assistant, I'm really excited to use that and just get ideas from it. Obviously, it's going to have all the information about my style of creativity, who I am as a creator. So get hook ideas, ending ideas, just content in general. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited for the desktop version, man. That's going to be sick. Yeah,
that's going to be great. Yeah.
Desktop version coming soon.
I'm looking forward to that AI assistant. I understand that there's a version of it inside the Facebook app. I don't have access to it yet, but definitely check whether or not you do. There was one other thing that a creator mentioned at this event that I think is important, and that's the ability within edits to extract audio. Sometimes you want to grab a particular section of a song, or you want to grab some kind of audio clip and extract it from another video and put it in your video. You can do that within the edits app. Here's the clip explaining.
What's a feature that you love on edits that other creators might be sleeping on?
For me, I think it's audio. I do a lot of importing audio, extracting audio. You can import a video, extract the audio. So I do that a lot. Honestly, that's one of the things that a lot of people are sleeping on.
The extraction of audio.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the CEO of Instagram is going to answer two age-old questions. Number one, when is the best time to post? And number two, if you are pivoting what you're posting about, should you make a new account or keep your existing one? Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move into this strategy portion of the episode. If you change what you post about, should you make a new account or keep your existing? This is a great question. Here's the head of Instagram to weigh in.
So sometimes if you're a creator, you actually want to reset your account and just pivot it to a new topic or a new type of account. And you don't want to just lose all your followers. So here's some advice if you're in that camp. But if you're not in that camp, maybe this video is not for you. Feel free to scroll on. So a couple different things to consider. One is it's important to bring your audience along with you. And so I would actually make a post explaining that you're going to now focus on something else so they know what they're going to get. That way they aren't surprised. The other thing I would do is I would take a look at your profile and I would consider a couple things. You can either archive all the old content if you'd like, that way it's not deleted and gone forever, but at least it's not on your profile. Or you can pin a few things to the top explaining either the pivot in the first place or just emblematic of what your new focus is. And generally just make sure that your profile at a glance looks like what it is now about, which is different than what it was about before. Because I do think it's good to actually keep the same profile if you can, as opposed to creating yet another one and building it up from scratch. But that is also always an option as well. Hopefully this helps. Peace.
I'm just going to weigh in, and I'm personally a fan of keeping your same account and doing some of the things that he recommended, because starting over from zero can be a bit demoralizing because it might take you a while to get up to the number of followers that you had previously. So that's why I think it's a good idea to keep with the account you've already got. All right, let's move on to the next question. What is the best time to post on Instagram? There are analytics within Instagram to help you figure that out, and I always recommend posting right before that. However, it's not a magic bullet. Here's Adam's answer to this question.
I want to clarify something. There's a rumor that there is a best time to post to get the most reach on Instagram, and that is just not the case. Everybody has their own set of followers, and they might be in different countries and different time zones. And so when the best time is for you to post really depends on who follows you. And if you go to your insights, you can actually see for each day of the week what time most of your followers, or you have the most followers who are using Instagram. So if you really want to try and time it perfectly, then I would go check that out and try and post just an hour or so before that sort of wave or peak comes. But honestly, it is not at all the most important thing to maximize your reach. But if you really, really want to try and optimize, check that tip out. Hopefully it'll help a bit on the margins. More to come. Later.
Okay, that is it for the news and strategy for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok, relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.